SARS, and MERS, meet the WHO. In 2015, a virus called the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, spread from Saudi Arabia to South Korea. By early June, it had infected over 1,333 people, resulting in at least 471 deaths. This is not the first time the world has seen a dangerous new disease. In 2002, the Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, SARS, appeared, spreading throughout Asia and beyond. Like MERS, SARS was a coronavirus, the same kind that causes the common cold. By the time SARS fizzled out, it had killed over 774 people. The sudden appearance of new and dangerous diseases is a big threat. In the past, diseases could only spread as far as humans could take them. An outbreak might affect a city or region, but it wouldn't spread further because travel was so slow. Nowadays, the situation is different. A person infected with MERS can fly to the other side of the world in 10 hours. If he or she infects someone else on the plane, that person might fly somewhere else. In mere days, we could have a global pandemic on our hands. Luckily, there is a global organization fighting this global threat. The United Nations World Health Organization, WHO, is always first on the scene when a new disease appears. It acts as a command center, sending doctors, testing patients, and issuing travel warnings if necessary. Whether it's SARS, MERS, or whatever comes next, the WHO has the tools to beat the diseases of the 21st century.